a kind introduction. And I like to also add that you were there with me at all that time as well. Yeah, it wasn't just me, it was many indigenous peoples from around the world who fought very hard for the Declaration of Rights of Indigenous Peoples. I bring you greetings from the chiefs, the clan mothers, the men, women, and children of the Haudenosaunee, which is made up of the Mohawk, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, Seneca, and Tuscarora nations in what is called North America. We are also known as the Iroquois Confederacy or the Six Nations Confederacy, and we reside in both Canada and the United States. I am a Mohawk, a Bear Clan. My name is Atsahayandu in my language, and it means the fire still burns. I represent, or I am a member of, the Haudenosaunee External Relations Committee, and my role is to promote good relations with other nations, and that includes the United Nations and all its member states, and all the indigenous peoples that we come in contact with. The Haudenosaunee has been commemorating Chief Tiscahe, who came to the League of Nations here in Geneva in 1923 and 24, seeking to address the League because we felt this was the place where sovereign people go. Tiscahe is a chieftainship title handed down for centuries by the women of the Cayuga Bear Clan. His name was Levi General. We wanted a voice at the League, and Tiscahe had the support of many distinguished people here in Geneva. He also had the support of several member states like Ireland, Panama, Estonia, and Persia, which is Iran today. He also had the support of the Netherlands, who we have a treaty with from 1613. We also have treaties with Great Britain, France, and the United States. So with this kind of history, it makes sense to come to the League of Nations in 1923. Canada was not happy that Tiscahe was in Geneva, and with the help of Great Britain, they stopped him from addressing the League, arguing that the Haudenosaunee were not members of the League. So Tiscahe applied for membership to the League of Nations on behalf of the Haudenosaunee. The League had a rule that any entity that applied for membership was brought to the floor for a vote. However, through subterfuge, it was never dealt with, violating the rules of the League. The application was not brought to the floor for a vote by the League of Nations, perhaps for fear that we might have got elected. What a difference that would have made if the Haudenosaunee were allowed to join the League of Nations in 1923 and 24. To make matters worse, back home in Canada, the Canadian Federal Police invaded the Council House of the Haudenosaunee, took away their files and symbols of authority, and installed an elected form of government under Canadian legislation. The date was October 8, 1924, 100 years ago. Canada led a coup to overthrow the Haudenosaunee. Tiscahe, Levi General, never returned to Canada for fear of being arrested. He arrived in New York City and then moved to the Tuscarora Reservation, where he could see across the Niagara River from the United States into Canada, but he could never return. He became ill, but the U.S. and Canadian foreign border agencies would not allow his healers or his family to visit him as he lay dying. He passed away in April of 1925, just a few months after returning from Geneva. I tell you this story to illustrate the struggle of indigenous peoples to get a voice at the international level. It has been 100 years since this Tiscahe Levi General came to Geneva and denied the right to speak. Today, here in this room, we have Tiscahe, Stephen Jacobs, standing here in the back of the room, who still cannot speak in the United Nations as a representative of an indigenous government. He stands here in silence because he refuses to speak as an NGO. Indigenous peoples are governments. We make treaties with other governments. NGOs don't make treaties. We have our own methods of governing ourselves. We have a land base. We have a language and a culture. We make laws and regulations for ourselves. These are all elements of a people with the right to self-determination. We have these rights whether states accept the Declaration of Rights of Indigenous Peoples or not. Our rights are inherent. We were born with these rights. It is now time for the United Nations to be mature enough to recognize the omission of indigenous voices in the UN. Now is the time to change the rules for the next step in the evolution of the United Nations to allow indigenous representative institutions a full voice in the UN. Thank you for listening to my words.